All right. Take it away.
Easter. What a joyful time of year in the Bears' treehouse and all over Bear Country. Dressed in their Sunday best and jumping with excitement to go to the chapel in the woods, the Bear Cubs follow Mama and Papa out the door and head down the sunny dirt road with friends as they walk to Easter services.
Excellent! Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week we're a little bit late. Easter already happened. It happened last Sunday, and that's fine. That's fine. I had other things to do. The scheduling got all off. Everything was weird. But we did not forget. This week we're supposed to be covering the next chunk of holiday in the Berenstain Bears Holiday Cookbook, Cub Friendly Cooking with an Adult, includes 40 recipes, hardback extravaganza. It's time for Easter, and that means it's time to have back on the show the one, the only, the lovely, the amazing, the super intelligent, delightful Alana. Hello, Alana.
Hello.
Welcome back to my show.
The not an expert in Easter,
Alana. Not an expert in Easter. Why aren't you? What is going on?
I've never celebrated Easter.
And
there are some holidays that I would like go to someone's house or something, but I never.
Easter's not one of those kind of holidays. You don't go to a house on Easter.
Yeah.
It's a very, you go to church, I guess, if you're a church going family. I guess it's more.
But I heard people do eggs and things, but
they do eggs and things.
I did a long time ago have a job where I would work with all these different people in their homes, and this one super ancient Ukrainian woman did show me how she would make these amazing Ukrainian Easter eggs, which is not celebrating Easter, but it's the closest I got.
Well, that's great. That counts.
That was
something.
Actually really cool.
That's something. It's probably more reverent and more religious than any Easter I ever celebrated.
Or possibly than what's going on in this book.
40 some odd years on this planet. No, when I celebrated Easter, I've covered it on the show, it was all just eggs and chocolate for us. Even though my parents were ostensibly religious, we just never did any of that stuff. It's a pretty serious holiday unless you're ignoring all the religious stuff. But you know who's not ignoring the religious stuff? The Zonder Kids line of Living Lights cookbooks, I guess, because we're back with the Berenstain Bears Holiday Cookbook, and we're covering the Easter spread. Now, you say you don't know much about Easter.
I don't.
But when you think of Easter food, what do you think, if you think of anything?
A big ham.
A big ham. Like, that's pretty much it. Lamb, maybe.
Ugh.
They rhyme, ham and lamb.
Also vegetarian.
Right.
I'm also vegetarian.
Easter, shockingly, not a very vegetarian centric holiday.
No.
But we tried to make it as vegetarian as we could with our holiday cookbook, because this is all about me as transition here into, we start off with the little story that you read part of.
It's not really, like all the others, a story.
The bears are champing at the bit to go to the chapel in the woods. They invited the farmer Ben and his wife, Mrs. Ben, to dinner. Wouldn't want to miss Mama's delicious ham dinner.
Mm.
The cubs are all excited. Brother tried something new, carrot chips, and sister made the salad. And Honey Bear wants tatoes. So we know that the bears are going to have carrot chips, whatever those are, mashed potatoes, and salad. And fortunately, that's not far off of our experience. Because what is the first recipe in this week's book?
It's called carrot chips.
Yes.
And the picture make it look like you can buy those, what, tara chips? Is that what it is? It makes it look kind of like that. It makes it look like they're crispy,
right?
Kind of thin,
they
maybe
look like
deep fried,
dehydrated veggie chips.
Yeah, or deep fried the way they do with, like, sometimes sweet potato.
Right.
They were not. They're basically just roasted carrots, but they were good. But you basically just made roasted carrots. And I would say that part of the issue is probably that the direction just says carefully slice the carrots into rounds, and perhaps they needed to be sliced into something at a particular measurement that they don't give us.
It says about a quarter inch thick.
Where?
It says carefully slice the carrots into rounds.
Oh, you're right.
About
it does.
A quarter
inch thick. Yeah.
Which I did.
Oh, okay.
I made my best effort at cutting them into quarter inch thick rounds. still didn't turn them into chips.
No, not all even you close. Do is you... They were very good, but it was just roasted carrots.
It's just, it's carrot rounds tossed in olive oil, sprinkled with salt. I did not use sea salt. I feel bad. I forgot that it was supposed to be sea salt.
I even have sea salt.
I used koshering salt, kosher salt. So it was still chunky, but they turned out great.
They did.
Very delicious. Just not chips. Like, they're not something I would pop in a bowl and throw in my mouth. Like, well, like they, yeah, the picture makes it look like something you could just reach your hand into and like eat a bunch of chips. No, they're just, they're somewhat oily roasted carrots. I have a picture that I'm showing the audience on YouTube of my carrots, and I have to say, they look pretty delicious the way mine.
They were very good. We finished, I think, all of them.
Oh, yeah. We inhaled those puppies.
Yep.
So what is the next? Sorry, that was pretty graphic. What's the next recipe on our list?
Easter bunny shake.
Woohoo! Now, this actually came at the end of the meal.
Yes, because it is an ice cream. Yes.
It's not just an ice cream snack, though, or dessert.
Did you measure it? The recipe says like 1.5 cups of ice cream, half a cup of milk. Did you measure
it? I measured the amount of ice cream in the carton, and then I tried to divide it into appropriate size.
Okay, that is not called following a recipe.
Appropriate size.
That is not following
a
recipe.
Because, I'll tell you why. The ice cream was so hard that I did have measuring stuff. I could only guesstimate, like, if it was an appropriate amount. It was so hard that it wouldn't, like, conform to the shape of the cup measure. So I was like, I guess this is about cutting stuff. And, like, I guess it's about a cup and a half of mint chocolate ice cream. But enough was left over at the end that I was like, okay, that looks like we had, like, compared to the amount.
I thought we finished the whole thing in one sitting.
No, I finished the whole thing.
Okay.
But spoilers, everyone, that's still a lot of ice cream.
Person. In fact, the extra, I just remembered right now, there was so much extra for me that I poured it into ice cube trays, and I just realized
that's right.
It's still sitting in our freezer.
So yeah, so it's a cup and a half of mint chocolate chip ice cream, a half cup of milk, you blend it all together, you put whipped cream on top and some Easter candy atop it, and you get, I mean, it was
very good.
It's milk and ice cream. Like, I don't know what else to say. So far, we are 2 for 2 on recipes that are just basically pretty basic, good tasting recipes. Like, you can't go wrong with roasted carrots. And if you like ice cream, you can't go wrong with literally a cup of ice cream.
This one also has a pretty amusing picture where these two bunnies are looking at brother and some other kid very suspiciously. Like, they're like, are you going to steal us and stick us in some ice cream?
Right. Because as we recall, the pictures that accompany the recipe aren't necessarily related to the recipes. Now, the picture for carrot chips is just the bears and the red roadster, which makes sense because we just left off with them going to Easter,
sure.
To church.
Yep.
I mean, no, they're not dressed for church in the picture. But yeah, so the picture for the Easter bunny shake, I guess, is relevant because there's rabbits.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a small Easter bunny candy.
It says one small chocolate Easter bunny candy. Ladies and gentlemen, I searched through all the Easter candy at the store for Easter bunny shaped chocolates. I settled, however, on candy Easter eggs.
I mean, they were good.
They were really good.
I was about to go into a diabetic coma.
They were, yeah. So you put because you have a cup and a half of ice cream.
Which is a lot.
Then you cover that in whipped cream.
Like, I'm pretty sure if you buy the size that like Ben and Jerry's or whatever is, I'm pretty sure a half a cup is a serving.
Yeah, probably. And then on top of that, you put candy. You're like, on top, on, why not more candy? Like, why not sweeten the pot? So, yeah. So, cheers to you. I think it's cute with little Easter egg candies on top.
But it was very cute.
Thumbs up. It was nice. It was a nice capper to our healthy dinner. Because what's the next recipe?
The next one? I wonder if they put it in this order so that they would intersperse things and keep, like, kids interested. The next one is called Rabbit Food, mm-hmm. which I think is a cute name for it. It's a salad that's mostly about display. I would not quite call it one of the arts and crafts recipes because it is real food. It's not just about like arranging things, but it's arranged in a way that is not practical because it's on basically a light bed of lettuce and then it's like rings of cucumbers and then a lot of colored like red and orange peppers and then sort of specifically placed cherry tomatoes. And so the ratio, like, you think you're going to want to eat a salad, but the ratio is actually that there's almost no lettuce and it's all like chunks of things. But, you know, it's fine. It was healthy and good and
right.
kind of worked in a way. This is very family friendly because Mitzi was like, I don't want the tomatoes, but I do want the peppers. And, you know,
well, and
that part
and
worked well, I guess.
What's interesting is that in the story bit in the beginning, I think Sister says she's going to make the salad. So
yeah.
I think the idea is that it's a fun arrangement that kids can make. It kind of looks
I
like a flower or
yeah.
a sunburst or something.
Yeah.
I but you're right. Like, you use hearts of romaine. You use romaine, like large romaine leaves, to make the petals of the flower. And romaine leaves tend to curl a lot. And that was the problem I was facing, was they don't lay down flat well.
But they worked better than any other kind of salad I can think of that
oh,
would have been smaller.
Yeah, no. They look great. And as the photo in the book shows, you've also got to set up a jacuzzi of ranch dressing next to it with three.
It says top with your favorite dressing
no,
or
got a
use ranch.
Jacuzzi of ranch and hanging out in the jacuzzi are two carrot sticks and a.
It's for dipping. They're explaining serving suggestions.
It just looks like they're hanging out in a ranch jacuzzi, which I find amusing. Now, my version of this did not look so flat or put together. It was more of a volcano pile of carrot sticks and cucumbers. Everything wanted to fall off the plate. Everything wanted to roll away. Cherry tomatoes aren't the most stable of vegetables. But like you said, it's a pretty healthy centerpiece.
And yeah, I actually hadn't thought of it as the kid can make this category. And that's true because, well, I guess they would need someone maybe to help with the cucumbers
the
and
cutting,
the
yeah.
peppers. But the washing of the lettuce, a kid could do.
I bought the carrot sticks. Like, I just bought
them. Oh, that's
them.
True, you did.
I bought them. I bought cut up carrots because I was like, I'm not going to sit here and just cut up a bunch of carrots. No way, Jose. So what are you looking at?
Oh, it does have carrots in it. I thought it was orange peppers.
No, it does have carrots. It's a, yeah. It,
I was confused.
You put carrots next to peppers, they
okay.
tend to like all blend together.
Yeah, I thought it was, okay.
So yeah, it's romaine lettuce, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, and red
yeah.
peppers.
So far, I'm going to say these are all things kids would eat. None of them are anything you need a recipe really for or that you wouldn't really think of making.
Or
but,
that's
you know.
Necessarily very Eastery so far.
Well.
Well, because I was going to say mint chocolate chip ice cream in a shake turns kind of green. And that's very St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, no. I was going to say, well, the next recipe is ham.
There we go. And we did not make the next recipe because what is it?
Easter ham panini. I was lobbying for us to go to the Herbivorous Butcher here in Minneapolis and
Wonderful
buy
butcher.
Ridiculously expensive but probably highly accurate fake ham. But we did not.
Because it would have cost like $19 to get yeah. enough ham to make three
And sometimes
sandwiches.
It's so real that I actually don't want to eat it. So
right, right.
There's
for
that
for
too.
Someone who's been a vegetarian as long as you have, very
realistic.
I don't
actually want it to look like
meat. Vegan
yeah.
meat is very off-putting. But it's just like we've said about the last few recipes, this is just a ham panini. It's just a ham panini. You're supposed to use leftover Easter ham.
You're also supposed to have a panini maker. And then it does say if you don't have one. But yeah, I don't know.
Right. You can use a frying pan and put a smaller pan lid on top of the sandwich as the press. But you need a sandwich press. You also need...
Though what's funny, though, is the picture is clearly not pressed. The picture is toast that has grill lines in it, but the sandwich itself is sort of light and fluffy.
Yeah, that's not a panini.
And also there's cheese on it that's not melted.
That's a ham sandwich on toasted
bread. And there's lettuce on it that would be totally...
It's also
wilted.
Got Swiss cheese on it, as opposed to the quarter cup of fresh mozzarella slice that's called for in the actual recipe. You're not looking at the actual recipe.
Like not even close.
Baby cup of baby spinach? Nope. I don't
it says
see
or
that.
Lettuce, but...
Yeah, thinly sliced yeah. tomato, but yeah.
I think it's just as well that we passed on this.
Yeah, it's again, ham sandwich. It's just a ham sandwich.
Well, they're trying to make it something else by making you panini press it, but, you know.
Now, the next recipe was very good.
It was.
Yes.
Once again, it was nothing, you know.
It's mashed potatoes in a style that I've never made
It's
before.
Called Honey Bear's Favorite Mashed Potatoes. And this one also has a cute picture. It has a picture of Honey Bear who fell asleep and Papa Bear is carrying her to bed. That was very cute.
But I was like, oh, this should be interesting. I'm wondering how they're going to work honey into this. Like, I assumed that there would be some kind of like...
I did too, yeah.
Like, because that... Does that sound like it could work? Some kind of mashed potato recipe with honey involved? Like
no.
Some kind of sweet, oh, okay. I thought maybe there's like something like you can do with some sort of sweet...
No.
Like a dash of honey.
I mean, I think it goes back to their little story where she goes, Tatoes.
Well, yeah. But no, I understand how it fits into the tale. But
I mean, just because her name is Honey doesn't mean that.
But I was trying to think of anything that they could work Honey into. Because they tried to, at least a couple of the recipes try to work. So I thought, okay, maybe that'll be. No, it's just there's yellow. It's yellow potatoes, which I've never used to make mashed potatoes before.
I have. I think it's good.
Butter, cream cheese, warm milk, and sour cream. But not a whole lot of each one.
You know what I wonder if is later in the book is biscuits with a honey butter. That would be good. Because that could have gone with Easter. But
that
perhaps it
Easter.
Will show up in another holiday.
Perhaps
we are not looking ahead. No spoilers
We're not. I do know what the next holiday is.
It is 4th of July, so you won't be seeing me for a while.
Yeah. but this was mashed potatoes. Made the mashed potatoes, kept them warm. These actually were pretty good.
Yeah, actually what was interesting in it, it has 2 tablespoons, which is not a ton, of cream cheese in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then less milk than I think I would normally do, only 1/4 cup milk. And then 1.5 teaspoons of sour cream, which I would have thought, like, who could even tell? But they were really good. And
yeah.
So I actually like kind of filed that away because I've seen recipes where it's a little alarming, but you think, oh, it's Thanksgiving, you know, when you toss in all the whatever
right.
cream or whatever.
This isn't
and
heavy.
This was, yeah, but also like between the cream cheese and the sour cream, it got a little tangy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I used, I think you got Yukon Gold. I like those for mashing. So I think this was a thumbs up recipe. I actually think this was a good recipe. This is one of the
yes.
few in the book that I would actually say is a good recipe.
I was thinking this and then the honey cookies we made.
That's true. Yeah.
Are
from
like two of
yep.
those recipes that were like, let's
oh, I'd make
this away.
Again.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, I don't know what a traditional Easter meal is, but I still don't understand. So we've got a sandwich, a shake. Oh, also, you wouldn't eat them together? A sandwich and mashed potatoes and carrots and a salad? Like, that is a weird menu.
Yeah, it sounds. Maybe if you're making a ton and you have a bunch of people over, like, and people get to choose. I don't know. I will say that the mashed potatoes they show in the picture are very smooth and creamy. Sticking to their recipe, my mashed potatoes were very thick.
They were.
Very solid.
Well, because I think they didn't have enough milk.
Well, because I also think that picture has not what the recipe is. I think that's just a generic picture of mashed potatoes.
That's probably true. We still have some leftovers in the fridge.
I finished them today.
Oh, that's good.
That was part of my lunch. I enjoyed eating them. I was like, what is in this container?
Okay, did you
cracked it open? It's my mashed potatoes.
Did you beat them with an electric beater, which is what it says in the recipe?
Yes.
Oh, you did. I have never done that. Okay, so that might be part of why they. I think that does something to the starch in the potatoes. I'm not a food scientist, but I'm not sure that that's actually what you want to do to potatoes. I think that brings out. They had a little bit of like.
Oh wait, no, I didn't.
You didn't?
It says use an electric mixer or ricer.
Oh, a ricer makes more sense.
Until
yeah.
butter is nearly melted. Yes. Yes.
You knew where our ricer was?
No. I ended up having to use a potato masher. I used the potato masher.
Oh, well, that's just totally different.
So that's a different thing.
That
I forgot
totally
about that.
That is totally different.
I forgot.
We have a ricer.
Right.
I never use it. I would have happily shown you where it is.
Oh, well.
So I think theirs didn't look like yours because you did not.
Because they used a ricer.
Yes.
Or an electric mixer or
something.
Which are not the same thing. It also doesn't say, there was something else about the potatoes. Oh, it has salt and ground black pepper to taste. So these are going to taste, as is always the case with mashed potatoes, they're going to depend on how much salt and pepper you put
sure.
on at the end. But they ended up tasting good.
They're right.
If a little gluey, they were good. Now the final recipe in this is one that I was like, maybe I'll try this. And then I was like, absolutely not. It ended up coming off as more of a art and craft, even though
I don't even know what.
This is the only this is just an Easter thing. You wouldn't make this for any other reason. And that would be, whoops.
Crispy Easter eggs.
Whoops, I'm wrong picture. And there we go. Crispy Easter eggs. Describe these for us because it's complicated.
Well, I mean, sort of. It's just Rice Krispie treats, but you form them instead of in a pan or whatever in those plastic eggs that you put candy in Easter? Or
yeah,
something?
That you would fill with like jelly
and
beans.
And I don't know that those are like food quality. I mean, I guess you can put jelly beans or something in them, but that's not the same as if you have. I don't understand how the Rice Krispie is going to come out of those. That stuff is sticky.
You're supposed to spray the insides of the eggs. Well, it says clean the plastic eggs.
This is problematic.
Then spray the inside with cooking spray. Then stuff them with the crispy treat. But then you put The crispy treat, you put candy inside.
And
the
if you've ever
treat.
Made these from scratch, the way, you know, the way you're going to in the recipe, the steps are that first you make the crispy treats, like right. you mix it all together. As soon as you do that, that stuff starts hardening. If you did it in the order this says, then you start washing the eggs. Do you see what I'm saying? Like step Wait. 1, 2, and 3 are make Rice Krispie treats.
No. But you don't press the cereal mixture.
That's my point. It will have hardened before that.
Remove the pan from the heat and add the crisp rice, mixing well together.
Yeah, that's you just made Rice Krispie treats.
Why do you have a pan? Wait, you heat the butter on over a large saucepan.
Yeah.
In a large saucepan.
And then you add the marshmallows, and that turns into kind of like fluff.
Oh, I see what they're saying. What they're saying is you mix everything together in the saucepan, the Rice Krispie
mixture.
Yes,
that's
mixture,
what I just said.
And then you pour it into the egg.
No. Then, step 4, you clean the eggs.
Oh,
so theoretically, you've got a pan of rapidly hardening Rice Krispie treats. Now you're doo-doo-doo, go over to the sink, wash every egg, dry every egg, spray it with Pam. Your thing is just, it has set. At that point, your thing is set in the pan. That's it.
Okay, so assuming you've already cleaned and pammed the eggs.
Yeah.
Even then, you get that warm, crispy treat mixture into your plastic eggs. Then you mold them into the egg.
And you make a surprise egg.
You make an impression in the middle. You dump in some jelly beans or candies or whatever. Then you put the two halves together and close the eggs, which, God, that's got to be difficult. Because you can't have overfilled them or they're not going to snap together. And then they cool. And then presumably they come out. That's the thing. I think you're eating
And it
this
also
out with a
shows...
spoon.
It shows, and then it says decorate with your favorite Easter candy. And so what it shows is whole eggs,
yes.
as if you took the edges off. I thought at best you'd be kind of maybe scooping it out with a spoon.
That's what I just
it.
Said, yeah.
No, and I it's think... instead, it's like, no, then you just like unmold them. And also, they don't even really look good.
Yeah.
Like they look almost like mice or something, the way they're decorated.
They do look like mice. They look like cartoon mice. You roll them presumably in sprinkles or candies, and you have these beautiful decorated eggs. This seems like one of those things that works in theory.
Yeah.
But then you end
it's
up
It's like
with
those recipes you see on Instagram.
Right. You end up with a bunch of disappointed children. Somebody clearly did something to make them for the photograph, but I bet this thing took forever. Like, I don't know why. Like, an art director did this.
I was going to say maybe it's AI, but then I realized the book's
is
a little too
old.
It
is not AI. Although you just gave me a wonderful idea for trying to generate an AI picture by entering this entire recipe into
that
generative
sounds
AI.
Excellent.
I'll see what I come up with. And if I've come up with anything, I'll release it as part of this YouTube video.
That sounds fantastic. And then that's it. We're on to the 4th of July.
Literally ends with the crispy Easter eggs, which I didn't make. Now, out of the 4 recipes I made, we have carrot chips, we have a big salad, we have Easter bunny shakes, and we have mashed potatoes. How would you rank them? What's your number? What's your least favorite of those 4?
Sorry, I got distracted.
I thought you said you weren't looking ahead. I'm sitting here talking. I am entertaining America with my Bear podcast, and my one guest, the only other person in the room, is looking through the Kindle book.
It looks really good. 4th of July looks really good. And
4th of July is all desserts, like trifles and banana
It
splits.
Looks, well, and also, like, it actually, fresh fruit, because it's going to be this
Pana
summer.
Bean. Oh, no,
wait, no,
spoilers.
We can't. Yeah, I was going to say.
This is from my guest.
No, it's a teaser. It's a teaser.
Oh, I don't read ahead. You only read ahead. You only read ahead when I'm talking. What's your least favorite of all the 4 I made for Easter?
Well, I mean,
if you had to throw one back,
they're just food. Do you know what I mean? Like, am I gonna say salad is my least favorite thing? I mean, I would say my most favorite was the carrots. We were taught. Here's the conversation at dinner. Wow, I roast all kinds of vegetables. I never roast carrots. I don't know why. We just eat them raw all the time, or else I'm putting them in like a soup, or you know what I mean? They're an ingredient. Yeah. And I never just roast carrots. I don't know why. So that was like, oh, yeah, that was really good. So that was, and I guess we both thought that the mashed potato recipe was really yummy. The shakes were kind of over the top.
Shakes were a little much.
I could go multiple years where I had one again. If we scaled them way back, I hadn't looked at the recipe. So now that I'm doing the math and I'm like, oh, if it was really 3 servings of ice cream, no wonder I was like, not
bloated and feeling horrible for the rest of the evening like I was.
Well, like you.
I also forgot to take my lactate, ladies and gentlemen. After, and then I devoured 1.5 cups of ice cream, 1/2 cup of milk, And then whatever all was in those mashed potatoes.
Oh, and also the whipped cream.
And I was living on another planet for a while. But yes, so.
Yes, but so I would, I mean, I feel like it's disloyal to dessert to say the shake is my least favorite, but.
We'll throw that salad out. We're just throwing it out. We're getting rid of it. We're never making it again.
Okay.
No more salads. I think that your list is appropriate. I think it makes sense. I'm not going to make those shakes anytime soon. I do love a shake.
I mean, we could make them, but make them with a more reasonable amount of ice cream.
Sounds like a lot of work. Maybe a little.
A few days after we had it, Mitzi was looking for a treat, and I was like, why don't you have some of that ice cream? Your dad bought a whole big thing of it. And she's like, it's all gone. And I'm like, no, there's no way it's all gone.
Look, I had to make a choice. I had to clean out the freezer.
What?
There's hardly any room in that freezer. And I was like, there's this whole tub of ice cream sitting here for just a slice of other ice cream. I can just lift that out and eat it, and then we have more room in the freezer. I'm being a responsible house partner. I'm being a responsible boy. You're always saying we don't have room in the freezer. So now we do. A whole ice cream's worth.
So anyway.
So anyway, that is our happy Easter meal. And then the next day, we... Like for Easter, we had Willow over and we just chilled.
Oh, that's right. We actually made it ahead.
Yes.
Because we were going to record the episode.
Right.
And then we didn't.
And then we
did.
I don't remember why. We had too much ice cream. Yeah, so
I forgot about that. We did make this food actually quite a while ago.
We did make the food. It was earlier last week that this happened, and then life intervened, as I like to say.
Well, the other thing is with most of the recipes, we make them like one or two a day over multiple days, and so I have to say, I don't know that any of them necessarily are intended to be like, let's sit down and have this together as a meal. And so the fact that, like, maybe I shouldn't be holding this to that standard.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't really let you know what the point of each one is. You're not really sure how it's all supposed to fit together. Like, I know that some of the 4th of July stuff is clearly like, we are having a party.
I'm looking back at Valentine's Day, and I don't think it was intended to eat all at the same time. So I think it's more just like, you know, like, it's a little weird because in a cookbook, typically you have, like, all the breakfast dishes together. Like the other cookbook is like that.
Yeah.
And in this case, they're grouped differently, but I don't think it's meant to be like a sit down meal. Wow, we're only on the second chapter. I didn't realize that. The first one is
Valentine's Day.
Like there's no New Year's.
Right. We started with the year.
Yeah. Yeah. So sit tight because we're not coming back till maybe late June if we're on the ball.
Yes.
Because we would release this whatever the sun, because I was just looking at this. The 4th is on a Thursday. So we need to aim to release this late.
Right. And we usually have a pretty banging party here. So we're going to be really busy.
No, you want to release it
before the 4th of July.
See, which is June.
Which is in June.
Yes.
And then it's my birthday and it's a whole mess. So,
oh, is there a birthday chapter in here?
There's not, but I will be a birthday boy. So that just happens every year.
Maybe for your birthday, I'll make you your favorite recipe out of each cookbook area.
Aw.
And it'll be the middle of July and I'll be like, here's your mashed potatoes.
Thanks for the mashed potatoes and cookies, I guess.
I had the oven on a lot and we don't have air conditioning.
This really stinks. Yes, so that's it. That's the Berenstain Bears Holiday Cookbook Easter. I hope everybody had a good Easter. I know I sure did. I went to work. I did. I went to work.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did. I went to the bookstore. It's open on Easter. We'll go work in a bookstore that's owned by a pagan, so...
They sold, like, 3 books.
They don't care. They're open on Easter. Otherwise, Alana, thank you so much for joining me again.
My pleasure.
And for everyone else out there, keep on cooking. Keep on Berenstain Baron, I guess. And I'll see you all next time deep in Bear Country.